Thank you very much. I would like to present the work that has been done in Armenia with assistance of leading countries and protocol on the ensuring equitable access to water and sanitation. 2 years ago, Armenia performed self-assessment and based the situation became clear with all these its shortages and problems. Four main areas were identified that need further actions. That was governance and legislation. Next was reducing geographical disparities, because it was assessed that there is a huge difference depending on geographical location of different communities. It means also about 600 communities do not service it by specialized water supply, also different other causes. Then ensuring access for vulnerable and marginalized groups, because in the results of our self-assessment, we saw that type of shortage as well. And then the area of keeping water and sanitation affordable for all, which concerns, of course, mostly tariffs. How it was done, action plan. It was decided that to address those shortages that were identified during self-assessment, we will prepare some actions plan. And the name of that plan was, of course, the Equitable Access Action Plan. The agencies, main agencies who worked on this action plan was State Committee of Water Economy of the Republic of Armenia, Ministry of Energy, Infrastructures and Natural Resources. Also, Armenian NGO, one of Armenian's NGO, always very active, Armenian Women for Health and Healthy Environment, has one of the leading roles in development of this action plan. Group of stakeholders were identified, contributing agencies and stakeholders. Of course, Ministry of Health, then Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs, Ministry of Education and Science, Ministry of Territorial Administration and Development, State Committee on Urban Development, private sector, independent experts, and so on. So that group, after the hard work, discussions, and different seminars and with public participation, finalized the equitable access work action plan with three main priority areas of actions. That is, first, improvement of equitable access to water and sanitation management, financing, and legal regulations. Second is reduction of geographic disparities in ensuring equitable access to water and sanitation. And third priority area, provision of equitable access to water and sanitation for marginalized and vulnerable groups. What are the priority measures? First, in section one, which is efficient measures to ensure equitable access to water supply and sanitation, that was legal and financial. This includes development, the concept defining the responsibilities, organization of different discussions, assessment of the concept, and then finally assessment of necessary resources needed to perform this action plan. Second section, reducing geographic disparities, is compilation and analysis of information about the situation, development, the plan and timetable, and inclusion of the communities not serviced by a water company in the development and invested programs of the water company. Priority measures of the action plan also includes inclusion of criteria to developing criteria related to provision of equitable access to water and especially sanitation, assessment of impact of tariffs on different vulnerable and marginalized groups and different that type of activities. The action plan was actively discussed through the governmental agencies, and finally it was adopted by the order of a state committee of the head of state committee of water economy. So the plan is now active and is under the implementation. And some works are already on the way. During the process, we after adoption of the plan, we summarized a little bit what we learned during the way to developing this action plan. So the lessons learned were positive and negative. And negative ones was that not all of stakeholders saw themselves as part of the water and sanitation equity issue, because when you are saying, for example, the Ministry of Education, you got the reply that we are responsible for education, not for the water. And unfortunately, it still exists sometimes, but the process of development of this action plan changed the understanding or the way of thinking of that different stakeholders as well. Then shared responsibility sometimes could bring to unequal participation of the stakeholders, and the process of discussions and consensus takes usually quite a long time. So you need to take it into account. But positive results are not less than negative ones, and now I will speak about that. So the multi-stakeholders approach and teamwork is the great opportunity to see the problem from all angles and have more diverse suggestions to solve the problem. It increased access to necessary information, it reduced the duplication of programs and suggestions, and supports awareness on water and sanitation issues among different stakeholders. So we are hoping that we will be successful with implementing this action plan. Now we are looking for identifying possible resources, donors, and other collaborative sites. Thank you. That was all I wanted to present.